right outside the facility is kind of a bunch of people just selling some things, handmade items. Like, this is how they're making their living. They're selling and making these handmade items. And so this is right across the street. And so we get off the bus. They open up basically kind of a jail cell door, garage door. And we walk in, and it's this multi-million dollar facility with Olympic-sized swimming pools, a very nice gym. They have clay tennis courts, grass tennis courts. They have food and apartments. And so it was almost like Central Park in New York, where it was just like this completely separate area from the world around you. And so it was very humbling and very interesting just to see the difference in lifestyles, and to think that there are some people that have lived in Sao Paulo all their life and will never get to see the inside of this space. And so it was very, very humbling. And I thought that was one of the just kind of coolest things that I tried to take away from it, is just to realize, yeah, how thankful and how blessed I am to be playing basketball and